Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you. There's sunshine, and that's all I needed to make me feel happy today.
Yes, back in the 40s, be up around 60 tomorrow. I'm happy, happy, happy.
Yes, so until the next cold. But, hey, it's winter. I mean, come on. Right?
At least we got a warm place to be. That's what matters.
It is what it is, right?
That's right.
But let's go ahead and let's see. Pressure on gold today, down $7 at 2022. Silver was down 50 cents, 22.18. Platinum was down almost $6 at 901. Palladium was down 11 at 938. And of course, that's natural because you've got the Dow making record high, crossing over 38,000 for the first time ever. So, yay! That's you know, for those of you, and I've seen the changes in people, and I think it's great. The sad thing is, you don't do anything about it but spend it. You don't look to protect it, what you've gained. And that's what people, you'll ride it and right into the ground. And so take your profits. Profits are good. Profits aren't left just like when you go to Las Vegas. If you win, you don't, if you don't pull any of your profit out, what happens to it? You lose it. And, you know, the paper markets are the same. You've got, you're getting a profit. Pull out your profit. Protect it with gold and silver. And then you just let the rest ride. That's how a true gambler does. And the gambler who bets everything, he's the loser. And on the other hand, Las Vegas, they don't keep their lights on with a whole lot of winners, do they now? So, they pay the bills by losers. So that's what you have to remember. So let's go ahead and get to the markets. The U.S. markets today, again, the Dow was up 138 at barely over 38,000, 38,001. The S&P was up 10 at 48.50. NASDAQ up 50 at 15,360. European markets, they are all positive. Asian markets, the Hang Seng and the Shanghai was down a little bit lower. Shanghai was down almost 2.75% at 27.56. So they're having some issues there in their stock markets. The 10-year yield still above 4, but it's down a little bit, 4.10. I guess we got some key economic data coming out later this week. And crude oil today was up a buck 60 at 75.01. Natural gas was down another 4% at 2.418. So I guess that's pretty much it in the bag, Butch. And
I tell you what, silver's going to be a bargain. Silver's going to be a real bargain.
Oh, it really is. And the premiums are pretty much... well, actually, there's for the American Silver Eagles and the Canadian Maple Leafs, they're all out a week. So it's no big deal. So you make your order by the time your funds get here. You know, they're ready to ship, but there is a one-week delay at the current time. So, because it is a good buy. Absolutely,
it is a good buy.
It is.
It is going to change. It's going to change direction sooner or later. We know that. It's going to do that. We know that for sure. So now the time is here again, folks. It's going to happen. It could happen any day.
If the news actually talked about some of the things that are going on in this country, you wouldn't have a 38,000 Dow.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't have record in the paper. You would have gold going higher, and people would be a little more concerned with what's going on. Why do you think the news? I never remembered such focus on the Iowa caucus. I mean, yeah, it was always in the news, but not to the degree that it was this year. And even New Hampshire. My Lord, you'd think it was the presidential election at this point in time. With what's this much focus. And that's so they don't have to talk about anything else. It's easy for them to talk about Trump. It's easy for these other mainstream media programs to trash him. So it's... because they don't want to talk about what's really going on. That's the problem. And so you just hang tight because you know what? They're going to be forced. Yeah, Israel? Are they having a war yet? Who knew? You know, barely. The only time you hear about these mainstream media programs, news programs, talk about Israel is, you know, when they bring across and, you know, and it's sad, it is, for the hostages and so forth, the families and those that have lost and turn it into a, you know, humanitarian situation on those. That way they don't have to talk about the real stuff, about the true demolition of Gaza and what's really going on and what's happening with the Houthis in the Red Sea. You know, so, I mean, and there's war there, folks. That's war. You think the Houthis are just backed by Iran or just going to turn around and stop and say, oh, we're done. We've used up all of our missiles, so go ahead. We want a truce. You think that's really going to happen? Good. But
don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I mean, day after day, there's stories. Here's one out of the Financial Times. It's where the U.S. is going to try and break up Russia's grip on nuclear fuel. That's war. So, you know, when you start messing, now they're putting other sanctions on in other parts of the world and so forth. But everything is just hunky-dory, isn't it? Everything is just fine. Just focus on Trump and focus on Biden, and that's all we have to worry about, right, Butch?
I agree. Well, you know, before I get started, I want to apologize, folks, if I cough in your ear. I had a rough weekend. He went to the hospital ER. I thought I had pneumonia, but I didn't, thank God. But my voice has come back finally. I can talk with that coughing every little bit, so. If I do cough, please forgive me. But you made a good point, though, how they're avoiding a lot of the news. And I'm wondering, I'm going to share some different things that's going on politically and make some points on it. But do you think they're concentrating on a lot of this political nonsense to keep their minds off what's happening around the world? Do you think it's possible?
If what?
keeping our minds on this political game, and keeping our mind off what's happening in the world. The world's sure. expanding, but all we hear about it. We're going to discuss what DeSantis just dropped out. Make some other points here, but that's a good way to keep us occupied while the world is spinning into war everywhere.
It is.
I think I see that, and we'll cover in a minute. Also, the Biden made another stupid statement. Imagine that, Biden making a stupid statement. That's so odd. But anyway, DeSantis drops out of the presidential race. Now that did kind of shock me, at least until after New Hampshire. I thought he would ride through New Hampshire. He came out with a pretty strong showing in Iowa, beat Haley. I thought he may hang on through New Hampshire and see what happened there, but he didn't. He didn't make it. I'm not going to try to read his mind as to why he dropped out, but he dropped out. The Florida governor came in a distant second place in Iowa after a long, expensive campaign in Hawkeye State. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has withdrawn his candidacy for the Republican Party 2024 presidential nomination. On January 21st, in a four-and-a-half-minute video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, the Florida governor announced he ended his bid for presidency. The announcement came 2 days ahead of New Hampshire primary. Following our second-place finish in Iowa, we prayed and deliberated on the way forward. If there's anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more than campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am now today suspending my campaign. In the same announcement, Mr. DeSantis endorsed former President Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner. And I appreciate what he did. I admire his being so candid and straightforward with what he's saying. And I mean that. I appreciate that. But I still am shocked they did it before, at least before the New Hampshire. He had nothing to lose but staying in the race for two more days, I wouldn't think. But maybe he's afraid of really being embarrassed up there. I have no idea. So now it's a two-person race, supposedly. But I'm just shocked that DeSantis dropped out. DeSantis would have been my – if I was going to pick another candidate besides Trump, it would have been DeSantis. But so now we got Haley and we got – or as she said, we got one boy and one girl running now, more or less. Brand new New Hampshire polls. Go ahead.
If I was DeSantis, I would be firing all of those who directed his campaign. Well, I guess he did. He suspended it. But, I mean, I would have fired them a long time ago. They were running a campaign to lose. And you just can't tell me that these campaigns are not infiltrated with perhaps some of the other candidates and so forth and whatnot. And I mean, how do you know where their loyalties truly lie? But DeSantis, and I know the man is too busy. I know he relies on whoever is the head campaigner to do the things that need to be done and give them scripts and so forth. Because, I mean, he is running the state of Florida, and it isn't easy to run a campaign. But I mean, it was like his advice, the direction. It's like, how stupid are these people? I mean, there is absolutely no common sense. And the one thing that Trump does have, he talks to the people.
Yeah, he does.
And you don't have to talk to the people the way he talks to the people. I think he talks to the people and downgrades, but, you know, but nobody talks to the people like he does. You don't have to rip them. You don't have to. And you know what? Trump doesn't talk about all the things that he did. He doesn't talk about how he drained the swamp. Oh, that's right. He didn't. Oh. Silly me. So he did tax cuts. So he built a half, you know what, wall. Principle was there, but what did he do? And it isn't just about building walls. Yes, he did some good things with the border and so forth, but that was all gone the moment he left office. Everything was done by executive order, and we see what happens with executive orders. They just get reversed. So what did he do? And I know everybody thinks that he's fighting the, you know, and hey, do I think his all these lawsuits and court appearances are real? No, I don't. But sometimes he asks for them because you know what? Bad news is good news for him.
Publicity is publicity.
Absolutely. You're all paying for his attorneys. I don't hear him talking about anymore about using his own money for his campaign. So, and I'm no Nikki Haley fan. She is New World Order. She is a rhino. We know it.
She's a warmonger.
We know it. But you know what? It's all by design. Why? To me, there's a reason why she's been saying it's been a two-person race. There's a reason why DeSantis stepped out now. You know what? And now all the big news is he did some kind of quote by Churchill. Well, you know, there's references out there that Churchill never said what DeSantis said he said. So who's the campaign guy who wrote the speech? Butch, it's maddening.
It's funny, but it's so sad you don't want to laugh at it.
Oh my gosh! How stupid are these?
I agree.
They're not stupid.
It's like Keystone Cops. Remember those?
Absolutely. Well, I've heard about them.
Yep. They're all running different places, doing nothing but making circles. And there's a reason for this. This new poll, New Hampshire, showed Nikki Haley's New Hampshire could be Nikki Haley's death knell, it says. As it turns out, the coalition of lukewarm, heavily suburban, female, college-educated, milquetoast independents and Trump-paying Democrats that she's putting together doesn't appear to be enough to deliver her the granite state. The first poll to sound the alarm for Nikki was released early today. It was sponsored by the Boston Globe. The poll shows Trump with an absolutely massive lead with New Hampshire Republicans, and even worse for Nikki, she's running neck and neck with independents. That's not the result Nikki wants to hear, as she's banking on Democrats and independents pulling Republican primary ballots and delivering her to the win. If she puts independent voters with Trump, she's done. One poll could be an outlier, but two are a trend. The next poll to drop was conducted by St. Awesome and shows Trump breaching the 50% mark for a majority of the state. In the poll, Nikki does do slightly better with independents than the Boston Globe poll, but she's losing with Republicans by 40 points. So we'll see. We'll know tomorrow night or Wednesday how she does in New Hampshire. I don't understand if she doesn't show well and she does drop out in the next two or three primaries or whatever, then Trump will have us sewed up. What would that mean? What would that mean for the country then? I mean, this could evolve into something really huge. And now, of course, we're going to discuss here in a second here's where democracy is dying. They're trying to keep Trump off
it. What's it going to be? I mean, you know? I mean, that means, you know, I said the last time, now's the time for a third-party candidate because nobody wants to vote for either one.
I agree. I just wonder if RFK will make any difference.
And because he's, and I don't know. I don't know. He's not JFK, you know. You've got Kennedy, but he's still a liberal. All right. He's still liberal. But I mean, it's just like, and you know, God bless all of you who love Donald Trump. But it's not about putting Donald Trump in as president. We should be more concerned about this country. And I don't think he's up to the task.
I don't know which one of them is.
Because I'll guarantee you the next 4 years is going to be all about what they've done to him. And that's not why I would want to vote for him. It's not a get even type of an election.
I'm afraid it's going to play out like that, though, in the polls. I do believe that. I think that this persecution on him has caused him to even grow stronger in the polls. And people are tired of this political nonsense, and maybe they see him as a way to get back at the system.
But it's not going to be. It's not going to get
well,
back
I know,
to the
but,
system.
But they
he's
think it's going to.
He's not going to drain the swamp.
No, he's not. But he makes people feel better. He makes them feel better. Oh, we got a man who's going to try to do something, and God help you, maybe we try to do something, with the first term in office with 2 years running the country both sides of the House. On his side, nothing. He got nothing done. So
nothing.
Why do you expect it to be different? Because this time you may not carry the House and Senate.
And you can't blame the Russian collusion on it either.
No, you can't. No.
You can't. That's an excuse. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, I got a little overexcited talking about it. And you know what? We have all this going on with these elections. And it's just like everything else, Butch. It's chaos. Complete chaos. Madness. Insanity. Whatever you want to choose to describe. It's so divided. They're dividing within the division. And it's not good.
I agree.
Where is it going? Does anybody think this is just all going to go away? That we're all going to wake up one day and, oh, everybody's happy again. There's no more problems.
It'll be 1954 again. Everybody's hunky-dory and happy.
Everybody's happy.
So. Oh, well. I'm afraid that this is only the beginning, Melody. This is only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
We're just seeing the chaos now that's going to multiply. Not multiply. It's going to quadruple. It's going to be so unbelievable. It's real unbelievable real soon. And here's a biggie. Go ahead.
And I just want to say this real quick. And when you have something going, this is my opinion. When you have something going on within a country, and it's been going on for so long, And we've seen how we get closer and closer to it unraveling. I mean, when it unravels, it's going to have an impact of this nation for decades. Decades.
Oh, yes.
So it just isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to happen overnight, but it's not going to be fixed overnight. I mean, this is multiple decades. Who knows?
If
maybe
ever.
An impact. It's life-changing to everyone in this nation. Everything that we believe in, that we think is true and right for our country, it's done. It's changed. So you can fight for something that, in my view, isn't going to come back. I'm not giving up, but we're barking down the wrong path to see the changes that need to be done. And that's my problem, Butch. Go ahead.
Well, it's been a long time coming, Mel. It's taken a lot of decades to get us where we are. A lot of decades of undermining this and destroying that, and mostly destroying the morals and the common sense of the people. It's taken a long time to do that. But now we're seeing the fruit of it. This next article says, here's where democracy is dying. And I hate that word, democracy. This was not meant to be a democracy. Democracy was a hated form of government by our founders. But anyway, former President Trump said Thursday that there would be chaos and bedlam if the U.S. Supreme Court would not reverse the state of Colorado's decision to remove him from the primary ballot ahead of the 2024 election. Trump has appealed the ruling, and oral arguments in the court are scheduled for February 8th. The state of Maine has made a similar decision. Trump appeal is with the state superior court, where the judge in charge stayed the case Wednesday until after the Supreme Court ruling. Proceedings to remove Trump from the ballot initiated by states and citizens of lawsuits are based on a Civil War era constitutional amendment that disqualifies government officials who engage in insurrection from holding office. In total, Statista's Katrina Bosholz, using data from the New York Times, has counted 35 states where efforts to block Trump from the ballot in order to save democracy have been underway. As of Thursday, the newspaper listed 17 as having been dismissed, and considering the Supreme Court's makeup, said it is likely that Trump would appear on the ballots after all. A lawsuit against Trump ballot inclusion was just dismissed last week in Washington State. This has the potential to tear our nation apart if left unchecked, Missouri Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft said in a statement. Ashcroft led a group of 11 state election officers, officials, Secretary of State from Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Tennessee, and West Virginia joined Ashcroft in submitting an amicus or friend of court brief in support of neither party according to the document. Ashcroft's coalition argues in a 26-page document that the U.S. Constitution doesn't empower a state official to disqualify candidates from federal office. The brief also states the historical precedent doesn't give secretaries of state any power to disqualify a candidate under the Constitution. Now, I don't know where this is going to go. I do personally think it's going to be dismissed and thrown out. But what would that lead to if it is? And if it isn't thrown out, it could really be a hotbed of contention. And I mean a hotbed, a really hotbed. This election is going to divide this country more than any election in history, Melody. It's going to divide us more than any election in history. It much worse than 2016. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. In 2020.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And go back to Obama. Look how it divided the nation then. So it's just not between Trump and the Democrats. It's just not, Trump's not the first one. Go back to Obama. That's when the true. I'm sure it's happened before then when you look at some of the previous ones, but Obama was really the big noticeable one. It actually divided families.
And it's gotten worse, it seems like, since then with the elections. I mean, 2020 almost led to revolution. I mean, it was really, only a prelude what this could happen with this one. I pray we're wrong on this. I really do. I don't think this contention is being done without a purpose behind it. Somebody wants us in chaos, and they're getting it done. Boris Johnson says Davos elite trembling violently as at return of Trump. Really. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that Davos elites are trembling violently at the very real prospect of Donald Trump winning the presidency again. Johnson made the comments in an exclusive article for the Daily Mail. In the cocktail parties of Davos, I am told, the global woke area have been trembling so violently that you could hear the ice tinkling in their Negronis, whatever that is. After his landslide win in Iowa earlier this week, Trump expected to enjoy a repeat performance in New Hampshire on Tuesday, despite the avalanche of challenges he has faced. In the senior common rooms of our universities, in the synod of the Church of England, in the Orwellian quarters of the BBC, and among much of the UK establishment, there has been a caterwauling orgy of nose-holding abhorrence, thundered Johnson. Boris pointed out that the more insane the attacks from Trump become, the more he seems to thrive. The more frenzied the effort to cancel him, the stronger he becomes. The more bitterly his image waged a warfare against him, the more unstoppable he seems to be. The prospect of Trump returning to the Oval Office has caused a collective shriek for the Western liberal intelligentsia and manifested a sheer gibbering funk, according to Johnson. As we previously highlighted, moments of prominent leftists are once again hysterically whining about the rise of fascism in response to Trump's rise success in shades of rhetoric and preceded his 2016 victory. Trump has yet to announce who his running mate will be, but former Fox News host Tucker Carlson chances of being VP pick appear to be a gaining momentum.
That ain't gonna happen. There's no way Trump would pick a vice president. His choice of vice presidents is not going to be somebody that can upstage him. So Tucker Carlson would upstage him, and that's not going to happen.
Well, time will soon tell if it can go on.
Look at Pence. Nobody knew who Pence was. He's not going to pick someone that's going to upstage him.
Not many people still know who Pence was, but anyway.
No, because Trump has to be number uno. He's not going to choose somebody that will take part of the attention. No way.
So well, you can certainly see the tension. Again, I don't know if this is all just for show, if it really is really happening. Are they really afraid?
Are they not. People
in Davos, are they really afraid of this, or are they just trying to cause more division? Zelensky is stressed.
People in Davos aren't scared of Trump. They're all the same. They're the ones who rule the world, who make the decisions. Why would they be afraid of Trump? He's the one that lowered the corporate tax rate for the multinationals.
And he's the one brought in the COVID vaccine too, didn't he?
You know, so they're not shaking in their boots.
And the next article says, Zelensky is stressed over Trump plan to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. On Friday, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said the former President Donald Trump rhetoric on peace with Russia is very dangerous and has him worried. In an interview with UK's Channel 4 News, Zelensky was asked about Trump's claim that he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. The Ukraine president said Trump is going to make decisions on his own without, I'm not even talking about Russia, but without both sides, without us. If he says this publicly, that's a little scary. I've seen a lot of victims, but that's really making me a bit stressed, he's added. Because even if his idea that no one has heard yet doesn't work for us, for our people, he would do anything to implement it anyway. And this worries me a little. Zelensky discussed the possibility that Trump's message could be political. Well, no duh. That's what politicians do, Mr. Zelensky. You're one of them. You should know that.
Zelensky's only worrying about his funds drying up.
Of course.
You know. He could give a hoot about Ukraine. That's my opinion. I don't know I don't know him, but, you know.
I totally agree.
But knowing the history of Ukraine.
But whether you're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, Trump is making a splash in the media now, whether it's to keep minds of other things or if there's some validity to that, I have no idea. But Trump is making a splash, and that's good publicity for him. I'm shocked if they don't want him in office. If they don't want him in office, seriously, they should do their best to ignore him. So that's just my opinion on that, Melody. That's my last one on political comments and my opinions. But I think if they want him to go away, they should ignore him.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't want him to go away. That's the whole point. I'm sorry. I'm under the belief that everything that we see on media, all the media programs, all that they go, all of this, is all by design. And you just can't believe something is all by design in just one section and not for everything else. So whatever is the point? Because you're right. I mean, they should have looked. I mean, if there's, and again, I've used this word a lot this program, and I don't mean to, but are they that stupid? They did it. They tried to do it in 2016 and they tried to do it in 2020. Now they're doing the same thing and it's insanity because they keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So my thought is, well, gee, they want them there. What's the reason behind it? What are they trying to accomplish?
You ask them some good questions. I wish you had the answers for them.
Well, we just got to think about it. Because what is it that they're trying to accomplish? You know, it's so, I mean, but I'm sorry, I'm still at the belief, you know, my prediction for 2024 election. So.
Well, you know, it seems like, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but I think people probably see this also. It's almost like they're egging on a fight between two competitors. I mean, I've been around bullies and I've been in situations where they're trying to egg on a fight, and I may have been one of the participants at that time. Oh, you know, you don't take that. Go after him. I mean, don't. They try to egg this on, and all they want to see is a fight, or they have other alternative game to have by it. But I think this has been egged on for a purpose. And I mean, this civil battle already over what's going on politically, it can escalate. Now we have Biden. Oh, my gosh, his IQ's got to be at least 10 points higher than Tomato Plant. But anyway, Biden said it again, second time. If you're going to fight the government, you're going to have an F-16 to go against government. I mean, why would anyone, especially a president, say that to the people? What's the point of it? He's mocking gun owners. And when I made a comment about Thomas Jefferson's speech and the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And Biden said, and I love people who say the blood of liberty, the blood of liberty, the tree of liberty is watered with blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I don't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. And if they really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16. Why would he say that other than to rouse people up and make them angry? What's the point of that? I mean, if he knows there's no threat to him, why is he even bringing it up? Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's a question.
Yeah, it is.
He's old.
I mean, I just sit back and read these things and think, I understand Biden has got some problems mentally. I realize that. But he's not the only one saying these kind of stupid things. Other people, with so-called intelligent people, are saying a lot of the same things from a different direction. That only infuriates people even more. That makes the emotions go hotter. When people get too angry, they don't think. They don't reason. And that's dangerous. Very dangerous. So these are things that I have to wonder, why are they doing this? Why do you have to Trump so hard? Why would Biden say something like that? What's the purpose? Do they want the nation to blow up into some kind of civil chaos in the streets? Now, those are all fair questions, Bill. It's on my mind. I have three grown sons and six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren in this country. I don't want them to face a country that's torn apart because of any reason. Because if this country gets ripped apart in some kind of civil chaos, that's going to affect all of us, is it not?
Yes, but...
So my point is, why they keep pushing them? Why they keep pushing them?
Who knows?
I mean, it's just another point I wanted to make, and I know I'm going to break in a second, but I just want to get that off the chest. Why are they doing these things? What's their point? Okay, George.
George. Who's George?
I said yours.
Oh, how is that southern accent that you got there? George, who's George? Hey, we'll be right back. George.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. What's next, Butch?
Well, you're doing a break here, folks. Melody just made a good point. She does once in a while. It shocked me, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, she said people may not stand to fight much thankful because they don't know what they're fighting for. They don't know what a republic is. They think we have a democracy. And they think they're fighting to maintain the status quo. So they can get their checks and their welfare checks and their retirement checks. That isn't what the fight for liberty is all about. If that's what you're trying to maintain, you're going to lose anyway. So, but anyway, but very good point, though. Very good point.
Well, I'm glad I
very good
done
point.
Something good for 2024.
You did. You're off to a good start, and it's only January.
How about that?
I'll tell you what. New York City neighborhood left filthy with migrants' poop, cups of urine. Now, this is disgusting.
Going from politics to poop.
Poop. Same thing. Yeah. Both of them stink to high heaven. But anyway, the multitude of migrants flooding New York City have apparently not been cleaning up after themselves in East Village area. Why, duh. For the past few months, adult migrants have stood in line outside a former St. Bridget's School on East 7th Street. The New York Post reported Saturday, noting the overflow of people has spilled into Tompkins Square Park as they wait to be given shelter and a bed. However, with the City Parks Department being forced to remove three porta potties from the nearby park because they were left so dirty it became impossible to keep them clean. A street cleaner identified as John Geishfan told the Post about his recent experience, stating there was a cup of what I thought was somebody's discarded hot chocolate that turned out to be not hot chocolate. He added that when the temperatures are warm, the air smells like a toilet. An image shows what appears to be the inside of one of the blue portable restrooms. The toilet appeared to be overflowing with debris. New York City neighborhood turned that into giant toilet and migrant center park with poop, leave cups of urine on doorsteps. Folks, these pictures, the pictures are here. One person said social media users were quick to comment on post report, but if you're just writing, those sanctuary cities sure are vibrant. That's nasty. Welcome to New York City. Another person commented. Neighbors and volunteers claim they've been seeing cups of urine near the park entrance and human-sized feces at the foot of trees and between parked cars and areas. One man claimed the migrants had been leaving cups filled with urine on doorsteps because they didn't want to relieve themselves on the ground. The arrival of 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens has spurred the erosion of quality of life for New York residents, Mayor Eric Adams said. No doubt, Mr. Adams. You invite them. You got them. What are you going to do with them? Of course, they got to go to the bathrooms. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? And maybe some of the really good people trying to make it. I have no idea. But a lot of them are not. Democrat Kansas City Mayor, migrant surge is helping cause homelessness. Well, how long take him figure that out? Now, that was really a brainstorm that he got.
I'm going to use that word again. Stupid.
What's that? What was it?
Stupid. It doesn't take rocket scientists to figure all this out.
I mean, Amazing. He finally figured it out. He said, which hasn't gone down post-COVID. On Friday's broadcast for MSNBC's Morning Joe, Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas stated that migration is one issue causing a rise in homelessness. We all thought after 2020 and 2021 and COVID, you would see the numbers go back down. The world would get back to normal. You're not seeing that with homelessness. Folks, we told you, Melanie told you, and I did too, after COVID, nothing is going back to normal. Nothing. Lucas said, I think you're seeing a few different approaches. First, some mayors like Mike Johnston in Denver and others are using these truly creative ideas to get everyone off the streets. And so how do we build more housing? How do we once and for all get more support for HUD? That's a key part of our initiative. And saying that, frankly, we need funding. There are two other parts, though, of the homeless discussion. One is the migration issue, which at its core for mayors, as distinct from our federal partners, is truly a housing issue. We have people coming on the streets. Even my Kansas City has seen an increase in populations from Venezuela and Haiti, something that is new for us. And then the third part of it is really relates to drug addiction, substance abuse, and many of the mental health issues that people are facing. So the answer, again, for a Democrat, especially here, we need more money, more taxpayers' money to fix this problem. How many years since Johnson's war on poverty that started back in 1960s? Folks, I was alive. Did I remember that? I didn't know anything about it then. Remember when it started? How many trillions of dollars have been spent to stop poverty? And it's only increased. Has the middle class risen in common assets and values, valuable assets since 1960s, or declined? Obviously, it's declined. And no one is really growing a whole lot in the way of prosperity because of welfare and more giveaway programs. That doesn't work that way. The more you give, the more they want. The more they want, the more you got taxed. The more you tax, the more you start people their own way to take care of themselves. No, this is a vicious circle, isn't it?
What do people think they would have if they didn't have the debt to get what they have? All the inflation and everything would still be there. The only reason people have been able to keep up is through debt.
That's
so
true.
They really own nothing anyway. What do you own? What do people own in today's world? Not a whole lot, because it's all owned by debt.
That's very true.
So it's, I mean, they've created the system that went against all rational equations or whatever. But it worked at your expense. people's expense.
And the more stuff you have through debt, the more it owns you.
And it's not even good stuff.
No, it usually isn't. No.
It's cheap stuff. And again, through our debt, who put the people in poverty in this nation, uplifted third world countries. And now they're feeling, their countries are putting them in debt too, just to keep their little old system going and to keep everybody blind. It's baffling, Butch.
It is. It's happening in China now too, trying to boost the yuan. Happening there also. But folks, you cannot buy your way out of debt by going in more debt. You can't do it. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. And all we've done is add more stress to ourselves. And more contention in our families, more confusion and frustration with everybody because we went in debt to have more. If we would have been content, like it should have been in the first place, well, maybe we'd been better off, but that we weren't, so here we are today. The Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender, so there you go.
And the only reason that they've been able to sustain it because that they bail out the banks and all of these multinational corporations. I mean, how great do you think Christmas was when you talk about the buy now and pay later, their holiday debt? They're looking about that type of program for people spending online was 14%. So, you know, if they didn't go into debt and do this buy now, pay later stuff, you could just wipe off 14% of what they said was done, the billions of dollars that was done through the holidays. Butch, it's maddening.
It is insane. Israeli plan to destroy Hamas not working. Peace talks needed, EU's Borrell says. Israel's plan to destroy Islamist Palestine group Hamas in Gaza is not working. The European Union must pursue efforts to create a two-state solution despite Israeli opposition, EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister had on Sunday reaffirmed a hard line against any Palestinian state as it would pose an existential danger to Israel. He said Israel would keep insisting on full security and control of all territory west of the Jordan River, which would include Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank. We knew this was part of the plan to start with, folks. Almost from day one, they were selling oil interest and gas interest on the Gaza Strip from the time he invaded. This was part of Israel's plan from the beginning. This is nothing new here. At least Netanyahu's telling the truth. He wants that land, you're going to get it. And for whatever excuse he has to have, you're going to get it. So I don't see an end to this very quickly, folks. When we were getting nations now like Pakistan and other places getting involved in a war, this is spreading further and further. And I don't see it lighting up any. Do you, Melody?
I mean, today there's an article at antiwar.com where Biden and his top advisors are worrying we worry that it's a matter of time before an American soldier is killed in Iraq or Syria. Then what happens? I mean, it's everywhere.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I don't know the answer except that...
And then they even say that if an American is killed, the U.S. officials say they may have no choice but to attack Iran.
That would be huge. That would be huge.
Well, the war has started. I don't know what you want to call it, a pre-war or the, you know, entry into the war, but it really has started. I don't know how long the pre-war is, but or how long, I guess, until American soldiers are killed.
Well, it's just so sad. And now, I mean, the Middle Eastern conflict is again spreading and Iran and the Houthis and all the rest of them are not backing down. They're not going to back down. They have too much backing them, too. They have people backing them. I mean, Iran backs the Houthis and Hezbollah and all that. So no. Folks, they have assets backing them also. So don't think just because we think we got more stuff to shoot than they do, well, we probably don't. And we probably don't. Ukraine must cede territory to Russia for peace deal, so Slovakian Prime Minister Fico declares. Okay, that'd be interesting. Ukraine is going to cede some of its territory to Russia for a peace deal, Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico said on Saturday. Ahead of a scheduled meeting between recently installed Prime Minister Robert Fico and his Ukrainian counterpart, Denis Shmyhal, on Wednesday, the left-wing populist Slovak leader ruffled feathers in Kyiv by suggesting that any peace solution will likely require some territory concessions to Russia. There has to be some kind of compromise, which will be very painful for both sides. And what are they waiting for? That the Russians will leave Crimea, Donbass, and Luhansk? It's unrealistic, Fico said, according to the Slovak news outlet Akrotele. This comes in direct opposition to President Zelensky's demands that Russia withdraws from all occupied territory before negotiations even start, making the restoration of Ukraine in 1991 borders, which would not only include the occupied areas in Donbass, but also the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow has controlled since it annexed the territory in 2014. Russia, meanwhile, claims that the territories in question have been liberated, given they are homegrown large proportions or population of ethnic Russians there, when the Kremlin claims have faced discrimination from the Ukrainian government in Kyiv. So that is not letting up either, folks. Running out of time here so fast. But it's that the war in Ukraine is not letting up. It's getting worse. Goes in to tell you why the real reason thousands are fleeing conscription Ukraine. People are trying to get out of Ukraine because they don't want to fight. For whatever reason, some just don't want to fight because they don't want to die. That makes sense. I understand that. Some don't believe the cause any longer. I can understand that also. But they're drafting between ages 18 and 60. Pull them off the streets if they have to. And take them by force to sign up to put in the military. And in Russia, it's not much better. Russia's elite paratroopers and Marines are refusing orders to launch human wave attacks, Ukraine official says. So the elite military in Russia said, we're not going to be the cannon fodder. You're putting ex-convicts and other lower class people in the front line. Let them be the cannon fodder. We're not going to let the felons do it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to be on the front line. So they call them low-grade Russian units made up of older reservists from former felons, often committed to carry out human wave attacks. So they can't find people to fight. Now both sides are getting kind of tired of the fight. This could lead to something, folks, that nobody wants to think about, because either side is going to say, well, if we don't do something quick, we're going to lose. Well, Ukraine war drives shift in Russian nuclear thinking. Now, Vladimir Putin said in the past, now they're not actually starting to talk about limited nuclear weapons on the battlefield. What's a limited weapon? Well, we don't want to attack Russia or the United States, so anybody in between is fair game. We'll just hit those in Ukraine or hit those other small countries. We won't attack the big countries. Oh, okay, I understand. Use those little countries as cannon fodder so the big country may escape out of it. Melly, this is insane.
Yes, it is.
And secret German MOD document says our path to World War III. I'm not going to have time to read this. But in a document found in Germany, they predict World War III to begin in February 2025. Now, this is all written out. I don't have time to read it right now. But this is something that people need to look into. The German military is preparing for potential attack on Russia in February, which culminates in a wider war after the U.S. presidential election. So, folks, it's getting ugly out there. Hang in there.
Whatever happens will happen on Biden's watch. So, and he's in office until January. So, you know, that's the timeline. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.